This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because the Republicans' fourth nominee is stepping a little bit closer to the speakership after surviving an abrupt roll call. Congressman Mike Johnson says lawmakers are going to head to the House floor on Wednesday, and that's where it all happens. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us here on the show. You can always reach out to me 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Nobody's reaching out to me on the Hill. I try. I call. Nobody wants to talk. If you're there, they'll talk to you briefly. Say the same thing every single day. That's what we see with all the television swirl. But picking Mike Johnson, maybe he has a chance. He's a popular Louisiana Republican, but he doesn't have the 217 votes you need to win that gavel. So are we really that much closer to electing a speaker after Kevin McCarthy was booted? I mean, it was a really chaotic, tumultuous day. Just off the charts. In the morning, it's one way. In the afternoon, it's another way. As to who is going to survive. It is like survival. Only politicians. No island. It's a different kind of island. So there is massive pressure to find a new leader as the House is in this weird, frozen state. How do you govern without a speaker? You can't, is the answer. You need to have a speaker, but there is no speaker at this point. So maybe this time around, maybe this one will stick. Maybe not. Who knows? How do you overcome a House divided when you're part of the Republican conference? Can it be overcome? I think there's some sort of impasse that needs to happen here. We are talking about this way too much. But I think it's that important to mention it. It's that important. It really, really is. All right, this would be important to the people of Arizona. And what is that? The Diamondbacks. Beat the Phillies, yeah. Headed to the World Series. Hoorah for them. That is a very, very big win. The Diamondbacks are going to make their first trip back to the Fall Classic since 2001 when they beat the Yankees in a thriller. Seven games. This time they're facing the Texas Rangers, who also haven't been back in so long. So Friday night at Rangers Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The two will tangle and see who comes out on the other side in this first one. But both teams, how successful are they? The Diamondbacks, a big shout out to them for winning the National League pennant. And now the next step is to close the door and win a World Series. But as somebody who covered the Texas Rangers for a very long time, this particular group of Texas Rangers is very, very determined. I think that the Diamondbacks might have had magic in a bottle all the way around, all season long. But when it is constantly being said how they're the underdog or they're not as good as the Phillies or they don't have quite the offense, they're not getting the right kind of pitching, that just makes them rise. They're turning on that momentum heading into the series with the Texas Rangers. So there you go. Hey, we'll talk more about that when we go to the Man Cave. That's coming up in our next segment. something to update you on with the Israel-Hamas war. We're going to do that, but also Hurricane Otis. We're back on that hurricane watch, even if it's remote. It'll make landfall Wednesday morning as a Cat 5 storm near Acapulco, Mexico. It'll just lash that coastal area with the wind, the heavy rain, potentially, hopefully not, catastrophic storm surge. Otis already has reached Cat 5 strength and is packing crazy winds, like 160 miles an hour with higher gusts. Oof. Would not want to be there for a hurricane. Not worth fewer full-on in-your-face wind and the lashing of the of rain. I mean, when you get those strong winds and you're talking anything over 80, oof, the surf and the rip currents, it would be pretty nasty looking at it. The kind of rain you would get, maybe up to 16 inches of rain total. Some areas even seeing 20 inches of rain. Are you kidding me? Talk about being soaked to the bone. That would be it for sure. Definitely that would be it. So what's the latest with Israel and Hamas and the wartime situation? Emotions are incredibly high. And at the UN, you had the Secretary General who appealed for a ceasefire, saying that clear violations of international humanitarian law were happening in Gaza. Israel's top envoy called on Antonio Guterres to resign immediately after his remarks and said he was not fit to lead the UN. Wow, think about that. Happening on Tuesday. The Israeli Defense Forces said they will not allow fuel to enter the enclave because it alleges that Hamas needed it for its operations, so it kind of contradicts comments from the IDF chief of staff who is saying efforts would be made to provide fuel in Gaza. And U.S. military advisors are urging Israel to avoid an all-out ground assault. Because, you know why? They will not stop. It'll be an assault like you've never seen. But with hostages trickling out, maybe that's the idea. Keep the hostages coming and try to move on from the war. Trying to get them to wrap it up, Israel to wrap it up. Wrap it up and let's move into every other thing that we are concerned about, which is a lot. I don't know what your list looks like. I know what my list looks like, so I'm assuming yours is pretty healthy, too. We have a death to report. He was so fun to watch on the big screen. Richard Roundtree. Remember he starred in Shaft, to name a few places that he stepped up in. And he has died, according to his publicist. He was 81 years old. 81 years old. He had a really tough but short battle with pancreatic cancer. That's taken the lives of too many people, including Patrick Swayze, who had it. But, you know, he tried to do the best he could, and then in the end he just succumbed, I knew I could say that word, to the terrible, terrible disease. All right, coming up next, we go into the man cave. What's shaking in the world of sports? Well, we're going to tell you next.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
There's so much that we could talk about, and you know, it's interesting. The one thing that keeps popping up, everyone I talk to, is the talking about the investigation, the NCAA investigation into Michigan for sign stealing, and seeing if what really the truth is with Michigan and stealing the signs. I mean, look, we've heard about sign stealing in so many different sports, and we know it happens. I mean, look at the Astros and what happened with the Astros, which now, of course, the team is different, and it's they're not doing that, but it was something that was absolutely happening. So if Michigan's alleged sign stealing is as bad as it looks, boy, it's not going to be pretty for the Wolverines. Ooh, if it was blatant, oh, no way. And supposedly this Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, is at the center of this investigation about whether he broke rules prohibiting in-person scouting of opponents, bought tickets in his own name to give at 11 different schools in the Big Ten over 3 years, 3 seasons. Supposedly, there's video evidence of people in those seats using electronic devices, because that's the thing we're talking about. The other thing, because of Stallions, that he bought tickets in his own name, like I said, to 11 different schools in the Big Ten over the course of the 3 seasons. Credit cards, they can trace the data, all that. But there's apparently video evidence of people in those seats using electronic devices to record what's happening on the sidelines of future Michigan opponents. which then could be relayed back to Stallions to help him decode play calls. Wow. I mean, forget it. As I was reading a headline from somebody today, and I think this sums it up, game, set, and match in favor of the investigators, right? There have been a lot of cheaters that have gotten away decades after decades after decades of, you know, doing that. But this is a problem that is so public, and who knew at Michigan is going to be the question. Was it a solo deal? Were other coaches in on it? Did head coach Jim Harbaugh have any idea why one of his staffers was so good at stealing signs? And did he ever think to ask, "Hey, coach, I know what's happening. I know what's going on. I figured it out." You know, this always bubbles up. Remember Bill Belichick and the sign stealing, and like I said, the Astros. I mean, you can look across at sports, and you can pick that. You know, you can pick that out for sure. All right. Besides that, some of the big stories I think in the world of sports include the playoffs. You know, what's happening in Major League Baseball, because it's October and going into November, and this thing is a wrap now, a wrap in the sense that we know who the World Series opponents are going to be. Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. It starts on Friday. Arizona going to Texas, and the fans on both sides of this have to be really stoked because it's been so long. When you're talking about, especially Arizona, when you're talking about 20 plus years of drought, and then getting, it's so hard to get back to a World Series. All the baseball you have to play during the regular season, then what you have to do in the postseason to get there. So to get back to the first World Series since 2001 is a very, very big deal. And this, I think these two teams, because of different moments, big moments from pitching and from their offense when they needed it, when they were down, both teams being down and pumping themselves up, and it was really a pivotal game five that changed things in both cases where you saw them really roar back. So, wow. I mean, this playoff could be a very, very good, tight playoff. And, of course, Major League Baseball, that's what they're hoping for in the front office. I'd be hoping for that. You don't want to see complete blowouts. You want to see you want to see good defense. You want to see incredible offense. And you want some oohs and ahs and people paying attention to a sport in the middle of all the other big sports like college football, like pro football, like the NBA starting up. All of that is part of the competition, and so it's hard unless it's the home team, because then people are watching. But trying to get the rest of the nation to really pay attention in this particular time especially is super difficult. But if you have some exciting baseball, maybe you get that, you're going to get the purists you're going to watch anyway, but maybe get some of that runoff. And that's, I'm sure, what baseball is hoping for, that's exactly what they'll get. People who just want to see the game, you know, people who want to see anybody play, period. A couple of quick things on the NFL, a few notes, including the Cowboys' Jerry Jones, who says he's willing to trade but won't initiate the talks. He does a talk show, and there's always something that comes out of his daily or his weekly talk show. And he said, he's asked if he's willing to make a trade to improve the Cowboys before the trade deadline. He said it would have to come their way. He said he didn't want to preclude it. But he said the initiation of an opportunity to make a trade that would help us has to start over on the other end. And he said, I kind of like what he said here. He said, that's not showing a lack of aggressiveness. It's just how it starts. So how about that? So in case you don't know, which is rapidly upon us on Halloween, the trade deadline is October 31st at 4 p.m. And the Cowboys, of course, are coming back from their bye at 4-2. And they're in second place behind the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 6-1. And of course, the Eagles made a big impact, maybe, trade. On Monday, they picked up a safety from the Tennessee Titans, Kevin Byard, who is a perfect fit for them on paper anyway, and then the way he's played with the Titans. But he said, I like where we are with our personnel. I'm not thinking any way we need to upgrade our roster. So 4-2, he said he'd take it. The San Francisco 49ers, the loss to the 49ers is a tough one, I think, because of how they played in the red zone. He talked about that too, which makes sense. But that trade deadline is what's so key, to see who else tries to make the leap, right? Who else tries to make the leap thinking we're just like one player away. If we can figure this out, it could make a very big difference. I love it when you have a coach admitting a screw-up. Or an owner. And Colts owner Jim Irsay said the NFL admits and understands that two pivotal calls at the end of his team's loss to the Browns on Sunday were incorrect. Irsay, who posted the statement in a post on X, aka Twitter, on Tuesday night, was referring to the follow-up with NFL officials to get clarification on the illegal contact and defense pass interference calls in the final minute against the Colts corner, Daryl Baker Jr. The calls helped the Browns, who ultimately won. It was a weird finish, 39-38. So like I said, when you hear a coach admit a screw-up, it's like, wow. But do you think you hear the NFL say, yeah, I mean, they do. They look at it. But the situations and what they called, to me, did not look like they applied here. So you can imagine not picking up that win is a very big deal. When it looked like they were definitely going to do it, they were definitely going to pick it up, it did not happen. Here's what I would tell anybody who puts on a uniform and plays in the NFL. You need to know how to breathe correctly. Rasheem Northington talks about that. I have tried to take all those breaths that he said during the day. I'm getting better, but it's hard. Can you do 20 plus breaths a day? In and out, in and out. You'd be surprised. A lot of us are shallow breathers. He's coming up next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
The United Nations has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. On Tuesday, the General Assembly passed the resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, both proposed amendments to the ceasefire presented by the U.S. and Austria were unsuccessful. The U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might enable Hamas to plan another attack on Israel.
Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. It's Taylor Swift's world.
Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes that left at least six people dead.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, we are deep in the mailbag. Lots of mail to get to. I'm going to try to really rip through it and get so many of them in. Like this one from Kevin, who says, obviously he sent this pretty late. Kate, sorry about your Phillies, but how about those Diamondbacks? I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was kind of in that mid-portion time where I got to see Randy Johnson pitch. It was pretty exciting time. If you look at Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson and the way they played, and now here's this team again. I don't think it's going to be easy going up against the Texas Rangers, but I do believe there's some momentum. It's probably going to be a very good series. Maybe seven. I like the Diamondbacks in this one. How about you? Oh, handicapping. I mean, just getting over the Phillies losing and handicapping Arizona matching up with the Texas Rangers. I'll tell you one thing. What was so impressive was the bullpen. I mean, what was really impressive was the bullpen, right? And perhaps, I think in this case, actually matching bullpens up, I think Arizona has the stronger bullpen, and that can make a difference in some of these really super close games. So they just might pull it out, but I have to handicap them more. I'm still getting over what just happened. And so I can give you a much, much better answer than that. All right, let's move to another one. Let's see. We got Nicole, who is listening to us on 990 AM WGSO in New Orleans. Kate, I heard you talk about the wreck that was on 55, and boy, that is a really tough area. and 63 people were injured. And those cars, you're right, for anybody who wants to see how bad it is when you've got serious fog that you're dealing with and you have wildfire coming from a different direction, the fog from that, and then just fog from the conditions, it's just a place you don't want to be. And I'm not surprised that people were killed and how many people were injured. It's really very, very sad. And it started to just climb during the day, and hearing the updates and hearing what happened with the tanker truck and the hazardous material and what happened there was very depressing, I have to say. And of course, you're going to have to take a look at that bridge because you got debris and chemicals and, you know, whatnot. But just that chain collision, it's probably one of the worst that I've ever seen. And there is something to be said about watching visibility. And I don't know, you said it. What do you do when you're in some kind of weird thing called a super fog? Just my thoughts. I agree. I mean, look, low visibility, but you're in the middle of it. It's easy to say, well, maybe I shouldn't have gone on 55. Well, did you know you were going to hit super fog? No. Anytime I've been in a situation not like that, not even as bad as that, I've been in near zero visibility, and it's frightening, right? It's white-knuckling it, and there's no place to pull over, especially on a bridge. You just know you're on a bridge. That happened to me in Maui, and oh, I knew there was water on both sides, and I thought, boy, if we go over, we go over. I'm just crawling, and I could see nothing. And there was, it's easy to say pull over. There's no pulling over. So in this case, people can see. And then you've got this major vehicle fire, and that visibility, that dense mixture, just terrible, just absolutely tragic for those families. The combination of the wildfire smoke, like I said, the dense fog, so dangerous. And they just tell you just to exercise extreme caution when traveling, but as I mentioned, you're on the road, you're already there doing your thing, you're not knowing the conditions. If it's later in the day, maybe you would, but especially that early morning, those early morning hours, I think would be pretty tough to have avoided that, right? And so people had to go around 55. I mean, it was just closed in both directions on Tuesday. And I looked at the cleanup of that. Oh, being a first responder there would have been just depressing, miserable. Someone has to do it, but just a really, really sad. So we move from that unbelievable wreck, which, of course, they're investigating that, but it's really absolutely has to do with that lack of visibility, to this one from Mac. Boy, Kate, listening to the hostages in the translation, the daughter translating what happened with her mother, it just is so creepy. I mean, hitting her with a stick, this old woman, putting her over the back of a motorcycle, the conditions that they were in, getting released must have been the biggest relief that she could have ever imagined. And the sad part about this woman, the one woman, is that I believe, Kate, that she was trying to help Palestinian people. So here you have an Israeli woman who is all about giving and helping, and she was helping the people that were on the Gaza Strip that were Palestinian people. And then this is what happens to her. I can't imagine the relief, though, that her family must have felt. Yeah, that's kind of an understatement, right? The relief that they felt would be so magnified. You have to be scared out of your mind when your mother is kidnapped by Hamas and you see them on the back of motorcycles and everything else. So looking at Mrs. Lifshitz and seeing her describe her experiences being held hostage by Hamas, and especially knowing what her background was, I mean, just absolutely despicable, horrific, no adjectives that can really describe what Hamas has done to these people, the dignity, the vulnerability, and the blindsidedness of what led to that. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And of course, the Palestinian people are stuck because they're the human shields for Hamas. I mean, Hamas are terrorists. That's it. They're not the ruling party, the helping party, the giving party, the diplomats in this situation in the Gaza Strip. No. They're the peddlers of terrorism and of evil and hate. Bobby says, Kate, I can't imagine what's going to happen in this next election. I sort of am pushing it out of the back of my mind, but I see the polls and I look at what currently is happening in this country and so much frustration. And I have to think that we're seeing this sort of second time around duel between Biden and Trump, and wishing that there were other options, just different options, something new or fresh or different, or younger leadership. I don't know. I just feel like we go backwards, and it doesn't make sense to me. I think you said it on one of your shows, talking about some of the brilliant people you knew that imagine if they were in politics. But you couldn't imagine it, because why would they ever want to go through what you have to go through when you're a politician? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Politics, modern politics, are so different from 4 decades ago, 3 decades ago even. The amount of money you have to raise, the PACs, the system, the lashing that you take. And granted, if you want to be a politician, hey, that's fair game. But you have to be able to take the scrutiny of what you get dished out, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever you are, and you have to be able to weather that and know how to deal with it diplomatically, let's say. And how do you get your ideas through, and what are your ideas, and what is new and different, or what is something that you're adding to what's already currently in play, but it's a little tweak and it makes it that much better. And you're one branch of power, but the biggest, you know, the most powerful person in the country, some would say on the face of the earth. So when you think about that, power is like an aphrodisiac, but it has to be used wisely. And we're in tough times where people aren't making ends meet. You have employees who have had it, are frustrated with their employers. You have inflation. The houses are unaffordable in so many cases because of, if you have to get a mortgage for so many people, the high rate of, you know, 8%. And as much as I can give you every silver lining in the book, we know when we see there's like 5,000 people today that worked at the Ford plant in Arlington, Texas, and they walked out. I mean, they, you know, they're on strike because they're fed up with the hours, with the wages, with so much of what's happening, and the disparity between the lot on the floor and those in the executive suite. So something somewhere has to give in the middle of this, right? By the way, because there's always these polls, in this Siena poll, the latest one, Siena College, President Biden leads former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, in Trump's home state of New York, despite holding some of the lowest approval ratings of his term. So it's still close, right? We're talking 50-45. And head-to-head, though, a little bit different. Biden leads Trump 46-37. A little bit of a decline from last month when he led 52%, though, for what you believe in any of these polls that come out. Coming up next, I can't even believe we're here already. The tail end of this hour, we got Nail the Score.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
On Author's Corner, I am thrilled to introduce you to Prince Eshola. His wife, Stephanie Culligan Eshola, wrote a book called My Ancestor's Path is My Future. And this is really in her memory. She just died earlier this year, but there were some landmark things that happened that she was able to see and be a part of. And I think this book is such a tribute in the fact that Princess Shola and his daughter Sadiqa is going to join us too as well to talk about her mom, that they want you to be able to know more about her book and more about her, and it is really a beautiful story. So Prince, thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very glad that we were invited. Thank you.
Tell me about your wife. What was she like?
She's wonderful woman, gifted, and she's very nice soulmate that I really, if I come again and we come again, I will pray to even her, next to me, and her support, being a wife, being a mother, and the leader of our house. Being a woman,
Right.
So she's a tribal name. Her tribal name is Anajet Jagua, meaning salvation.
Salvation. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. Was born in December 1962 in Lafayette, Louisiana. Okay? And she was a partner of Panther Band Traba Council member of the Atakapa Ishak Nation, which the people will find out about the story in the book.
And so that brings us to the book. Tell us what people will learn in My Ancestors' Path is My Future.
What they will learn mostly is the intent of the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is to tell the story both in words and pictures by enabling the audience to envision her journey and an ancestor's path unfolding through her very own eyes. You see, because everybody has stories. Everybody was gifted. We all have a birthright. And this book is even open my own eyes to the truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're saying that having faith and being spiritual freedom, believe me, the journey that she's talking about, people need to read this book.
And so when she wrote the book and then you read the book, it sounds like it gave you even a greater understanding of the meaning of life.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, when you touch, you know, it's actually the book actually raised, you know, by her dreams and her vision and all that being touched, you know, because in 1996, yes, I was revealed to a light came to me, boom. And, you know, right after that, Stephanie was blessed, I'm telling you. We were standing in front of her on my double down, and she revealed to me by, you know, when the evening is going down, you can see the star?
Yep.
She revealed the star to me. And right after that, our life changed so deeply.
Wow.
Deeply. To the extent that some people knows some higher power, they know about it, and they're going after Stephanie and me. Well, that's okay, because if you are under the guidance of Allah, there's nothing that can touch you. Just believe in your own creator, and that is what helps Stephanie and I in our tribulation of what husband and wife can go through to even raise four children.
Wow. Four children. And what are the children? And we're going to talk to Sadiqa in a minute, but what do the children think of the legacy of the book? What a wonderful thing.
Well, they were thrilled that they have something of their ancestor that they can always go by. And more so when the book is, you know, come out there, we have, you know, the publisher, you know, I'm talking the what we call the traditional publisher, and it's more be able to be out there, you know, they will know that this book is all for us.
Yeah.
But they really appreciate it, and they will be able to even meet more of their families everywhere. Because Atakapa Ishak, where Stephanie belongs to, they are big, but they are not recognized yet. But they need to be recognized because their name is in the scroll, and I show it to Stephanie.
Wow.
Ishak.
Wow.
Ishak.
Wow.
Ishak. Ishak came from, they grabbed him from the back of Mansa Musa.
Yeah, and you tell, and that story is in the book.
That story is in the book.
Yeah, so people will get anybody listening to us, you'll get an understanding exactly of what Princess Shola is talking about. And the book, My Ancestors' Path is My Future, Stephanie's book, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So So, Sadiqa, yes. We want to talk to Sadiqa. Congratulations. You just graduated law school, Thurgood Marshall. That's quite an accomplishment. I have lawyers in my family, and I know how tough law school is, and especially close to your mom and what she was going through. Tell us more about your mother and what her book means to you, that you have this piece of her, so to speak.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And my mom was a very kind-hearted woman. She was very positive, believed in knowing where she came from and just educating people. And what this book means to me specifically is to know that I have something that I can always look back to and trace my lineage. And I think that's important, especially with the book's message of knowing who you are, knowing where you come from, and going on that journey of life. And I think it's important to know where you come from so you can know where you're moving forward and closer to your creator as well. And I think that was very, very important for my mother. And so for me, looking back to be able to trace my lineage and see the amazing work that she did in acquiring all of this genealogical records, and people will see in the book all the work that she's done, all of the information that she acquired and the community work that she's done. It just is a testament to the amazing person in nature that she is. And yeah, I think it's a blessing to be able to have something written down in history that not even just our, like my specific immediate family, but our generations to come will also have this to be able to look at. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what an incredible gift to you and to your siblings and to the world as well. And I'll just wrap it up with this. I'll ask you this. What do you hope people take away from reading your mom's book?
Well, I feel like people will be very, very... Well, when I read it, it's like a movie, honestly. It's something out of this world. It's something that's going to just... get your attention. It's gonna, you know, just spiritually awaken you. The favor of God, the favor of Allah will just really touch the hearts of many people when they're reading this book. I feel like it's just such a big and positive, important message. And
yeah, and that's, I mean, that pretty much sums it up. It's a big, important, positive message, and you said it, learning to know who you are, where you come from, generationally, what that means, and what that could open up in other people. And again, My Ancestor's Path is My Future. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much, Sadiqa and Princess Shola, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. You know, God continue to make you great as well.
Yeah.
And believe me, you know, it's not a coincidence you to be, for us to be able to link with you, and everything we do is still in the hands of God.
Well, thank you.
This is go deep.
Yeah, thank you for that, and thanks to all the listeners for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.